I just wanted to ask you what you think is the role of the critic. Yourself being really quite the exception, because you've been in the scene for a long time, you have the history, you've written the book, you know, so, and the lifespan of the arts reviewer in Singapore is so short. So, do you think that I'm talking the critic up by declaring he or she as a practitioner, because there is a practice involved? Or do you think...
I think a yes and no. Mm. Yes, you are talking the critic up in the sense that a lot of newspapers don't have the luxury of hiring arts critics. They have to hire journalists because they need journalists to produce, you know, the content in order to put out the newspaper. And I think this goes for magazines as well. The people who review theatre, they also do other things besides that. I mean, most cases it's writing about the other arts, the other art forms, doing previews for other art forms, industry stories, but which cut across the arts. And sometimes, you know, they might just have to do a lifestyle or entertainment story as well, if there's no one else to do it. So there are actually a lot of time pressures. And the intensity of the deadline is something that is a challenge, because sometimes you have to produce something in a matter of hours, right? Which is kind of contrary to the spirit of criticism, which is really more reflective. So in one sense, yes, unfortunately, you are talking it up, especially in this age where newspapers all over the world are declining, their budgets are shrinking, they are retrenching staff, and fewer people want to be journalists, so that there is a sense of this kind of crunch on the profession as a whole, which means less space, less money, less space for arts reviews, less money for hiring specialists, arts journalists or arts reviewers. But having said that, I think we all know the difference that a critic, someone who has been following the scene for a long time, who has that very long-term perspective and insight that this person brings to the scene. Kenneth Tynan, legendary Kenneth Tynan, he made the career of John Osborne, right? He created, and he was the one who pinpointed the whole rise of the angry young man playwright, John Osborne, and all the British playwrights. I mean, just that ability to be on the cultural pulse, and that kind of ability is not just confined necessarily to an art form in the narrow sense of the word, but it really cuts across society and culture.